My name is Hans Martin Skalagard, born in the Faroe Islands.
You came from Faroe Islands?
That's correct.
What was your work in the Faroe Islands?
Well, Faroe Islands, you know, see, of course, you know, everybody was seafarer and a little bit of farming, but however, I went to sea because my whole family was seafarers, so I left home at an early age of 13 and a half, to be exact.
When was that?
1936.
Now, were you on sailing vessels or steamers?
I was 6.5 years in sailing vessel on our defendant's flag, sailing to Australia.
On a sailing vessel?
On a sailing ship.
That is where you've gotten all your background.
That's correct.
For your painting.
That's correct.
What business are you in here?
I am strictly in the business of gallery owner, gallery manager, you know, and artist owner, in other words.
Artist owner.
Yeah.
And this is in Carmel?
That's in Carmel. I've been here in 10 years in the same location.
Now, why did you come to the United States?
Well, I came to the United States originally in 1942, during the height of World War II. And I started sailing on American ships, of course, and I was a seafarer in all those years. So I continued sailing on American ships from 1942 to 1966.
Was it the war that caused you to come to the United States?
Not necessary, just by a chance, I guess, you know, landing me here.
I see. And when did you decide to immigrate to the United States?
Well, actually, you know, it's in 1947, you know, that's when I took out my first paper, you know, so it came legally in the country, you know, so otherwise I was just an alien sailing on American ships before that. In 1947, I came in legally.
And were there any reasons in your mind for leaving the Faroe Islands and coming to the United States?
Not necessary, just like my forefathers, you know, all the way back in the Viking era, they went all over the place. Some of them stayed and some of them went back, you know, and I didn't go back.
I see. Did anyone encourage you to immigrate?
No. I have always been in a wanderer, I might say, you know, the wanderer was over on the other side of the horizon, so I became a seafarer and sailed all the way around the world over and over again.
Oh. Now, you spoke English when you came here?
Fairly well, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn that in school?
That's correct. Isn't it?
Oh, mm-hmm. They do teach English as a second language in Peru.
Yeah. Now it is absolutely. I found out when I was back there a year and a half ago, you have to have English, German, and French.
In addition to Danish.
And Faroe Islands.
Faroe Islands.
Yeah. And Danish is more or less like a second language. Faroe Islands is the language of the Faroes, which is what we call Old Nordic, Gammel Norse.
Oh, Gammel Norsk. Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't heard any. Would you speak some?
Ik komme fra Føroyene, det lange siden jeg var hjemme i Føroyene, forstander du det?
I'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, in the back country of Norway, I could hear the Gammel Norsk.
That sounds good.
Oh, it sounds so good. Did anyone, when you decided to come to this country, did anyone make any strong reactions for or against your coming?
No, for a simple reason. My family was all seafarers, so they wandered all around the world. Some of them came back, and some of them stayed different places. Like one of my sisters lives in England.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Is she an English citizen?
That's correct. Married to one in England, you know, and had children there.
Mm-hmm. How did you come to Carmel, California?
Well, I came to Carmel, you know, after I had met my wife, you know, Mignon, you know, through the Sons of Norway, you know, in 1954. And so she was quite familiar with Carmel, so we decided we'd drive down here one day. So I drove down here the first time in 1954, and I liked the place so much, so I told her when I retired from the sea, I would like to come down here to live. So we came down here in 1965. I've been here ever since.
Now, you were an artist. Did you paint when you were aboard ship?
I painted aboard ship for over 25 years at sea.
Do you have any of those paintings here?
No, unfortunately, there's not many of them left nowadays, you know, because they, of course, have been sold through the years. I have a few of them that I'm still at home, you know, on hand, which I don't never part with. Like, I have a large painting of the Olive Bank, which I painted right at sea, right aboard ship, you know. I don't paint part with those particular paintings.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you use any Scandinavian customs in your home?
Not necessary. You know, I paint by an Edward Greek, you know, and Norwegian and Swedish sea shanties.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a Norwegian sea shanty you could sing?
Well, it's several of them, of course, you know, but I am much of, not much of a singer, but I know the verses. But this one here is more Swedish, you know. Han har seglat för om masten som en man ut i många år. Han har seglat med stuting i lasten från Frisco till Singapore. Han har seglat med fransmän och britter och de som betalt i honom bäst. Han har slagit sig mot Sydjyllands klitter en gång i en storm från sydväst.
Thank you. Do you have any special Scandinavian Christmas customs?
No, I'm afraid not.
Or any Norwegian?
Not really, because except, you know, through the Sons of Norway, you know, we do have, you know, a dance around the Christmas tree and so forth. We do that, you know, of course, in the club, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard that you were interested in full independence for the Faroe Islands.
That's correct, you know. Since almost every, like I was reading, for example, down in South Pacific, that tiny little island down there, it's only 7,000 population, and they're self-sufficient, completely independent. Why can't the Faroe Islands, with, you know, 45,000, 50,000 people, be independent? Because a Faroe Islander, by nature, is just like an Icelander, tremendous proud of, you know, his heritage and so forth. Why does he need Denmark or any other country, you know, to be Orem? That's the way I look at it. I think it is a service, put it that way.
They have their own flag.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And what else, how much does Denmark have to do with the Faroe Islands now?
Well, right now, really, Denmark, the only thing they really do, of course, is the foreign relation and defense. Outside of that, the Faroe Islands very much rule their own.
Rule themselves.
Rule themselves.
And is there any movement in the Faroe Islands that you know of requesting independence?
Yes, the party, which we call the Sjálvstýri, which of course means independent, they are quite powerful. And then at the same time, they have another one called a Sambandi, which means, of course, you know, the United with Denmark, you see. And then, of course, you know, and another quite large one is the Social Democrats.
Oh, and then you have the three large.
Yeah,
parties.
And now, of course, you know, it's a tiny little, you know, splinter group, you know, in the communism, which goes central to all over the world, but not very strong in the Faroes. But however, in Iceland, believe it or not, without tremendous independence, they have a strong, powerful communist party, which to me is ridiculous.
You've gone back to the Faroe Islands quite often.
Well, now, I'll be honest with you, I did not come, I was back, you know, as I said before, I left 36 first time. Then I went back, you know, just very briefly in 1942. And then I didn't go back to the Faroe Islands before 1973, which was 31 years in between.
Would you tell the tape, some of the differences, the joys, the disappointments you had in going back?
Yes, I think, you know, I have, we all have the idea, wherever we come from, now things are very much the same, which is impossible. It just can't happen. Now, what I saw in the Faroe Islands, I couldn't believe in this respect the way things had changed. Now I'll give you an example, for example, the fishing fleet, which of course which I was interested in. When I went to sea, we had, you know, over by 1,200 or 1,400 sailing vessels in the Faroe Islands, you know, schooners, 2 and 3 master schooners. And they were all sailed in a small auxiliary, and that's all they had, you see. And now when I came back, everything was ultra-modern. The magnificent million-dollar trawlers, Arctic trawlers, which have, of course, all highly equipped, you know, machinery, no sail of any kind. The fact is, the only sail you can find on the Faroe Islands today is a museum ship, the Westward Hope. So therefore, from that standpoint of view, it was very hard for me to even try to realize that this was Faroe Islands. Everything had changed so tremendous, except, of course, the climate that still subarctic.
And the people.
And the people, yes.
They're still stubborn.
Oh, yes, very much so, and they still hang on quite a bit, and, you know, the old custom, you know, because Faroe Islands, like Iceland up to the turn of the century, you know, it's very much isolated, so therefore they managed to keep their customs, their language, and everything pure.
Now, which of the islands were you born on?
I was born on one on a smaller island named Skua, which is named after the bird of Skui. Now, there's 18 islands in the Faroe Islands, 17 of them have population, and believe it or not, there's only one of the islands that has that bird, the skua, and that's what the bird is named after. Now, the skua, you know, the skua oich, as we say in the Faroes, has to one of the oldest history in the Faroe Islands, for the simple reason that's where the powerful hövding, you know, or chief, and Sigmund Brestor, under Elva Tryggvason, lived, you know. So therefore, the skua has more color for history than almost any one of the rest of the islands in the Faroes, and yet it's one of the smaller islands.
Now, what were some of the joys you had of going back?
Well, of course, it's always a tremendous interest, you know, to go back, you know, where you originally came from, you know, and things that you remember, you more than try to remember, and of course, it's always a disappointment. But still, I like to see the way the people was living back in this island, the way the country, you know, the way I remember it. Of course, there was hardly an automobile in the Faroe Islands, you know, first one I left in 36, there were a few of them on the main island, but there were few roads. Now, almost everywhere you turn, there was an Audi, you know, or some sort of car, you know, bouncing up and down those mountains, you know.
Now, are the islands connected by bridges or ferries?
No, this all inter-island, you know, the boats, you know, ferries, you know. There's no bridges, it's just between two of the big islands, which is a very narrow water, you know, that goes between, they have turned, you know, like a land bridge across there. See. Of course, the trolls, like in all the Norse history, they were quite favorable in the Faroe Islands, you know, years back. Now, one tiny little town they call Saxon, which sits between two black mountains, you know, of course you can see the rock sticking through, which is, of course, basalt rock, you know. And the sun only get down between these mountains, oh, maybe a couple hours in the evening a day, you know, see. So it's the most gloomiest place you can possibly imagine, and that's where most of the trolls and the fairies live, in Saxon.
Do you know any of the jokes or the problems the trolls gave to the Faroe Islanders?
No, I'm afraid I'm not too much up on that.
I'm sorry, but trolls are all over Norway.
That's correct, you know. See, all them, Iceland, of course, and all the Norse history, you know, see, has always been trolls.
Now, for my own information, what are some of the high points in the history of the Faroe Islands as you remember it?
In my time, you mean?
No.
No, before, back, you know, see. Well, the Faroe Islands, of course, you know, it's go the quite a way back, you know, 780 to be exact. And that's when the first one settled in the Faroe Islands, which is before Iceland, of course. The Faroes were settled. And on the man they give credit for being the first one to settle there was Grimur Kamban. Now, Grimur Kamban definitely is not the Norwegian name, so he had to be part Norwegian or part Celt. And this was back at the time, you know, of course, before the Norwegian, the Celts was all over the place. For the simple reason, when they landed in the Faroes, they were just about saturated with sheep. And that is the reason they named the islands Faroene, the islands of the sheep, or sheep islands. But how they have twisted that around to Faroe Islands is beyond me. There's sheep islands, you know, Faroe Islands, Faroene. And that is the reason I still think, and they had to be the Celts up there before it was the Norwegians.
What is the next item that you can remember in the history of the Faroe Islands, or of Faroe?
Well, the Faroes, you know, say for example, you know, see back here, you know, see what I said before, when Sigmund Brestor, when he was the leader for Elva Tryggvason, which was for a year, 980 to year 1000. And then in Northern Ireland, they had another Mini over there, and his name was Trondur or Gutto. Now Trondur, he want to hang on to the old pagan, you know, the pagan ideas, you know, see of the Norse gods. Where Sigmund Brestor became a Christian for Olaf Tryggvason, and he would try to christen the Faroes. And that did not stand very good with Trondur or Gutto. So they were always slugging it out, and finally Trondur won out, and he killed Sigmund Brestor.
Now, is this in the Icelandic Eddas, or
Snorri Sturluson's and sagas, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there separate sagas written in the Faroe?
Yes, there have certain amount of sagas, you know, but Snorri Sturluson probably is the best of them all, you know, because there is an awful lot of them there on the Faroe Islands and custom of the Faroes at the time. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, what role did the Faroe Islands have in World War II?
World War II, they were occupied by the British. And the British forces was up there, and they had naval base up there, and they are the ones, you know, that carved out, you know, the first airport in the Faroe Islands, you know, see, on Vágur, you know, which is one of the Western Islands, you know, and that is where the airport is today.
They carved a...
Well,
an airport out of
that,
those
mountains. Out of those mountains, you know, and it's sitting quite high up there, you know. It's quite a rugged airport, you know, but it still can come in almost any kind of weather. So.
Can I get that on
mm-hmm.
the how would you characterize the Faroe Islanders as different from the English and the Norwegian and the Danish?
Well, I think, you know, I would more or less, you know, say the Faroe Islanders be closest would be the Norwegian, because the Norwegian custom, Norwegian heritage, they always been proud of, and they were, of course, so isolated for so many centuries, so they kept very much their own Faroe Island strain there. So therefore, I will have to say a Faroe Islander is a Faroe Islander, but however, I still think he leans more toward the Norwegian. Whereas the British, there is no comparison with the Faroe Island character or even stature, because the Faroe Islanders are all big people, you know, see, most of them.
Has there been much immigration, or is there any immigration from other parts of the world into the Faroe?
No, but the only part you would see in World War II, of course, was a certain amount of the Norwegians that came there, you know, because they ran away from Norway, for Norwegian occupation, and some of them, of course, stayed in the Faroe Islands. But of course, you can say the same about the Faroe Islands. They have emigrated all over the world, too.
Is there any last thing that you'd like to state on the tape dealing with the Faroe Islands or dealing with your coming to this country?
Well, I personally, myself, I'm proud of the Norse and the Faroe Island heritage. And I still take a great pride in the Norwegian history. And I do hope that the Faroe Islands will get their own complete independence, but at the same time, keep their own heritage, which they have so jealously guarded through the centuries. That's what I hope for the Faroe Islands.